This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Before we get into this episode, we got to do a little advertising here. And I got to talk about a product that I'm legit wearing right now. Yeah, so you know it's a clothing product. Specifically, it's Mack Weldon. These guys believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. Yo, it was so easy to shop. I mean, they hooked me up with a little credit so I could try some stuff. Click, 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 boom. And then I got my first delivery. And here's the craziest thing about Mack Weldon, dude. And this is important to this episode since this episode's about fat people. Size XXL fits me. These online shopping sites with all the cool, fun styles and comfortable stuff and naturally antimicrobial products, like, which means they eliminate odor, all this comfortable stuff, all this fancy stuff, never fits a guy like me or a guy like you, shitheads, one of you listeners, one of the number two through infinity fuck boys and girls that are listening out there. Look, I got a XXL pair of sweatpants on, the tapered leg jogger kinds. My wife actually said I looked hip in these. Do you know how hard it is for Uncle Gabrus over here to look hip? You know how hard it is for the number one fuckboy to look hip? I'm telling you, the underwear is comfortable. The V-necks are tight and nice as undershirts, man. Highly recommend. I just totally gweeded out on you there. You got to get the V-necks that are nice and tight, but they really are. Do yourselves a favor. Go to MackWeldon.com. Get 20% off using my promo code, which is Mighty. So go to MackWeldon.com, get 20% off if you use my promo code Mighty. And I'm telling you, the stuff shows up in like 2 days and it fits dope. And if you don't like something, you can keep your first pair. If you get it and you're like, this is not for me. So if you want to spend 20, get 20% off, buy one pair of underwear, you don't like it, you get to just keep it. How do you like the sound of that? All right, guys, get out there and purchase yourself some Mack Weldon underwear, outerwear, and loungewear. What's up, shitheads? It's another episode of High and Mighty with your host, the number one fuckboy, John Gabrus, the number one fuckboy, the number one fuckboy. That's right, as you guys commented on the Besser podcast, you are shitheads, as in that's the title for the listeners of my podcast, but also most of you are actual shitheads as well. Guys, today in the HeadGum Studios with me are two fellow twins. So if you're a bear chaser of sorts, get your dick out now and start fucking pulling, because I've got some other chunky beardos in the room with me. Nick Mundy and Mike Mitchell. Say what's up, boys.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, guys. We're still, there's a lot of stairs outside the HeadGum Studio, so we're all still reeling from that. Yeah. Forgive us.
There was a fourth guy, but he died.
Yeah. Yeah. We're supposed to have Matt McCarthy on this episode, but he has a child.
I like how we made it all the way up these stairs, and then you propped Nick and I up in what can only be described as Wall-E chairs. Yeah. We look like the fat humans from Wall-E.
It's like you can't get out of them. Like you're just stuck in. You gotta wheel over to the bathroom and just urinate near
you
the toilet.
Just have bowls of Fun Dip for us. Like we're just gonna start licking it like a salt lick.
Guys, that's right. We have nearly 900 pounds of human beings in this room. No engineer, just the three of us. Three human beings. We cannot ride the elevator at the same time, but we're here. We're here to talk about issues of being a husky gentleman, and a husky gentleman in Hollywood specifically. Maybe we'll
the
get into that.
The only people who call us husky gentlemen are ourselves.
So and
we
our
just
moms.
Cry because we're like, no, we're just a bunch of fat guys. No, we're husky gentlemen.
I just don't know where, because not a lot of people are still, I know a lot of fat guys, friends of mine, that are not comfortable being referred to as fat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a while. To
own it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it took me a while.
Well, that's something else we'll get into. But for now, I just want to read some of my five-star comments on iTunes.
Five-star fuckboy comments?
Yep. As always, shitheads out there, remember, rate me 5 stars on iTunes and then roast me in the comments and I will read them. So here we go. Here's a few now. This is from Felipe Sobrario. Real name, the number one F-boy. If you want an alcoholic, morbidly obese, stoner, nerd, douchebag, try to give you fitness advice while burping on mic from Taco Bell and beer next to an actually fit guest that was supposed to give his opinion but was helplessly railroaded, then look no further. All right.
You just hate yourself.
That's really funny. And it's so
Who's
true.
Who's the fit guest?
Eugene Cordero.
Oh,
he's been
course.
On a few times.
The most fit.
The most fit human being to talk about fitness, and I still don't let him talk. I'm like, whoa, here's my ideas. What if I just stand on my tippy toes whenever I piss? Gabrus follows up his amazing Earwolf podcast appearances with this amazing off-brand podcast. If you like him on CBB or I4H, then you'll find him absolutely tolerable in this podcast. Gabrus displays not only his finely tuned comedy chops, D&D jokes, and AD&D jokes, but also his mastery of accents ranging from Nassau to Suffolk County. What range? Truly, this comedy master of self-deprecating fat nerd jokes has all his skills sharpened to a fine... All right, fuck you. Throw in a little distracting crosstalk and you've got comedy gold. That's from the Right Reverend Lucas...
Yeah, but this is the most on-brand thing that you've ever done.
Yeah, this is just
besides,
me.
Besides, like,
yeah.
CC's Pizza Marathon. Like.
Right, yeah. Besides a wing-eating contest sophomore year at Marist College. Okay, here we go. Gabrus, more like gay bus. This is from P vs. Z fan. Tell me this guy's a Plants vs. Zombies fan. And he chose that as his handle.
That'll show him.
The man is a rank one autist with a microphone. So I think he's saying an autistic person. Based on his unhealthy lifestyle, he's likely to die at any given point during the podcast. Parentheses, the only reason to listen. All right, where does time go from Aman Hussein? From his pedantic lessons on guy code to his unwatchable improv, John Gabrus continues his path to stardom on his podcast High and Mighty. In it, Gabrus, on the back nine of life, pours his heart by talking about all his favorite things. In one, he talks about fat Mexican kid like a love of Taco Bell, and in another, he talks about getting in shape despite resembling a ball of pizza dough that someone shaved their pubic hair over. Gabrus will have you questioning the big questions in life, such as, why am I listening to this garbage?
This guy knows you.
That guy knows. These people all know me. These are, I believe, fans. I'm afraid to.
No, that one seemed like a kind of a friend that you like pissed off at a party when you like grabbed his boyfriend's penis.
Mrs. Joanne Gabriel. Whoops. That's my mother. This is called Jesus Christ from Curl Addicts. Tune in to hear a 33-year-old man pine for the good old days when he was young, fit, and handsome like someone twice his age.
These last two have been pretty funny.
All right. We'll do this last one for now. John Gabrus is a narcissist from Jeff 218. Invasive surgery without anesthetics performed by a doctor using rusty tools in a dark alley somewhere in South America would be less painful than listening to Gian Garbust ignore his guests to laugh at the mouth diarrhea he calls jokes. 5 stars. Would listen again. So one of the things I notice in these podcasts is like, I make fun of myself for being fat. I don't make fun of myself for talking over the guests. And being obnoxious. Those are people like giving like real critiques. Like. So just as a heads up, guys, I talk over all my guests because I have a podcast, so I'm obviously a narcissist.
We will not make one point. We're just all going to talk over each other into like one.
Yeah,
like,
we're all going to just lean back, put these food tubes in our mouths, Shivo style, and just chug fuel and not talk.
Shivo? Terry Shivo style?
Yo, get topical, baby.
Oh, my dear God.
So, Mundy and Mitchell, thanks so much for doing fucking podcast, dudes.
We're last name guys, too.
Yeah. We are last name guys. Yeah. Mitch is like the ultimate last name guy because he's got his last name turned into a nickname, which is a first name.
It is my first. I admit, I am just. You know what's embarrassing is when you meet people and they're like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
you're preaching to the choir here because I introduce myself as Gabrus and they're like, "Gabriel?" And then I'm like, "No, Gabrus." And they're like, "Interesting. What kind of?" Because I'm an actor, so they assume I'm like a douchebag who's full of himself, or you know, like, "Oh, Gabrus, you must take the Greek." And I'm like, well, no, my name's John, but so is everyone else. And that's how you get your last name, is if your name's Nick, Mike, or John.
Yeah. Because I'm Nick Mundy, and they'll be like, oh, cool, Mundy. And
yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you never get a choice. They just tell you what your name is.
I remember making a conscious effort when I was like in level 3 at UCB to just be like, I'm going to just introduce myself as Gabrus. Because it's even crazier to say, my name's John, but everyone calls me
Gabrus. But then
Gabrus.
You're the improv guy. It's like, what's up, I'm Gabrus?
Exactly.
I'm here to party.
Yeah. And every person who's older than you in the class is like, I hate this kid. Yeah. He's got flip-flops on. And he's saying, call him Gabrus.
Yeah. It's 40 degrees. He's wearing cargo shorts.
Yeah. He's sweating, wearing a tank top in dead of winter in New York City, screaming out of breath during crazy eights. Yeah, so we're... Let's talk about... Mundy and I have never met in person until... Today.
Yeah.
I've met both of you.
Mitch has met both of us.
Yeah, I know both of you.
But it's weird because for like the last 4 or 5 years, even when you were in New York, it was like, hey, you remind me of this, like, you played rugby and you're long-haired, bearded piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you remind me of this other long-haired, bearded
all the time shit. I would get that, too, especially once I first moved. Because I guess we obviously we have a bunch of mutual friends who do the small world of white comedy.
White soft comedy.
I mean, we could just call it comedy. Yeah. and so we have so many mutual friends, and it's like, that's the same thing that happened with me and Mitch, except my one of my best friends, Justin, knows the Birthday Boys.
Oh,
so, yeah. So I kind of had a but everyone else, when I first got here, was like, you got to meet Mitch. I do that shit, too. Like, when my friend John Flynn moved here on this, he was on an episode of this podcast. I was like, you got to meet my friend Mark Rennie. He's another older gay dude. And I'm like, I'm sorry. That is so obnoxious. No, I guess you can be friends with whoever you want.
Except with Mitch, it was like, oh, you got to meet Mitch. He's like this big bearded weirdo. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Not like you.
Yeah.
You should meet Gabrus. Because you're both pieces of shit.
Yeah, that's the big difference between Mitch and us, is that he's a sweetheart. But after I've been listening to about 40 episodes of Doughboys, I'm backing out of how sweet Mitch really is. I think you just never get him for 90 minutes that frequently.
That's my character. Also, Weiger is a hateable man. So
oh, Weiger's the best to hate. Even though
I think you're the heel. But yes. I'm on your team.
Yeah. I'm definitely the heel.
I'm Spoon Nation all the way.
And
I'm a shithead.
So I call myself, I'm part of the Burger Brigade, just sort of out of spite to go against, like, I don't want to be on Mitch's team. It's too obvious. But so
we got to stay together. That's why you introduce fat guys to other fat guys, because they think that we are like a big flock, which we are kind of.
We are sort of a big flock of fat. Everyone, all right, so. What else do we have in common? Let's try to discover what else we have in common outside of currently doing comedy. Like, maybe let's go back a little bit, because I'm sure we have a lot of shit in common, because Mundy and I talked on the phone not too long ago about some stuff, and we were saying how we're like, we're ex-jocks, too. That's the other thing.
I was terrible at sports, but we all kind of have our own fat histories in a lot of different ways. Like, I never did rugby, and I'm like, I should have played rugby.
But you rode crew.
I rode crew, which was a mistake.
That's the same thore. You weren't short shorts when you shouldn't have worn short shorts.
Yeah. You should have done rugby solely because it would have been more fun.
Would have been more fun. I'm like, oh, I could have just drank and eaten and like, it would have been.
Exactly.
It would have been way more fun. I feel like rugby was.
I went to school to row crew. I went to the first meeting. I told you this, I think, on Doughboys. And I went to the first meeting and I was like, practice. I almost called it rehearsal. Practice is at 5 a.m. I'm out. I like quit right then and there.
There was only a couple of weeks of where we had to be at. But see, here's the thing: is that when I rode crew, I got in shape and I looked like a bobblehead at one point when I was in college. But it didn't lead to any success. See, I feel like we're all three of us are big guys. You guys wear your weight well. Like, I would call you husky. I call me fucking fat.
See,
like,
I don't know about that.
I look at me as we're husky. You're skinny fat. Like, you don't have the chest we do. Like,
which is a bad fat though. Skinny. Like people look at me and they're like, ugh.
But they make clothes for you.
Yeah, you can find clothes. Okay. Yeah,
we have to get polo shirts specifically.
Ralph Lauren double X is the only thing. That's, which, by the way, Nick and I are both wearing plaid polo double X shirts right now
because,
of us have hats on and we're in our 30s. Yeah. We're all wearing baseball caps.
Yeah,
and we're all wearing we all have Dr. Scholl's arch supports.
I'm surprised.
Are you serious?
Do you really?
I swear to God.
I don't. I was joking, but that's amazing.
That's really, really funny. I just did this recently because I was like, my back. I mean, like, I was like, I've always had flat feet. My back is messed up. Like, not
my back
like,
hurts because of my flat feet.
Yeah.
Not because my stomach has been pulling me like a bow. That's how I know when I'm getting really fat is when I wake up in the morning and my back hurts from sleeping. And that's just your gut wrenching your back in a way it's not supposed to be while you're asleep.
No, but
this is another thing fat people will do is try to figure out how come they're the fattest or the grossest. Because we're all currently doing that.
Yeah.
So some slight difference between me and Mitch have an advantage in that we're a little taller than Nick, too.
Yeah.
So we could be big guy, you know? Like, we can pass. I mean, you're not short either.
No, but, well, I have an issue with that because I grew up in Texas, and I played football.
Yes.
And I played from like fourth grade to, you know, still have like 12 concussions.
Right.
fourth grade to like 10th grade, I was a lineman and we were all the same height. And then one summer everyone grew and I was like, well, fuck this.
Like, yeah, I was like 5'9" senior year of high school. I was like 5'9" or 5'10" senior year of high school.
Oh.
And then 6'1" freshman year of college. I grew like at 18, I grew like 3 inches. I was like, oh, thank God. Like, it just made me look less fat just by like pulling me up a little further.
I was always Frankenstein-esque.
You were always tall.
I was always pretty tall. Like, I would just go on spurts. And when I was in high school, I was tall, but I always thought of myself as fat in high school, but I wasn't. I was always big, but I wasn't fat. Like, I wasn't like, I feel like I'm like, well, I got 17
year old fat versus 35 year old fat are different fats.
That's a crazy thing I think about now. When I look back, I'm like, you weren't even fucking fat, and you were like afraid of everything because you thought you were so fat.
Yeah, I know.
Fat.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of sad a little bit. Let's not get super sad.
But
we made our decisions.
There's going to be some elements of sadness here, and I'll say,
let the other people decide we're sad when we're like, everything's great.
Yeah, we're doing fine. We each got 9 years left on this earth, and we're going to make the best of it.
Our wives will move in together.
Yeah, we just got there. They're all part of some fat my husband is fat support group where they're like, oh, just in case.
He's gonna listen to this. I'm sorry,
Tiff, you're listening as well. You know what you got yourself into. It wasn't like I was skinny 4 years ago when we got married. Mitch, we didn't allocate any time for you to talk to your hypothetical
wife. Shout out to no one.
Sorry, Mitch, no time for you to make up a girlfriend you met on a cruise.
Look, but hey, we're going to get into this. Shit. We're going to get into this eventually. Our wives almost look alike.
Yeah, they're weirdly like
you
short.
You will find a very cute, short, blonde girl is in your future.
Hey, yeah, you got to find listeners. One. You got to find, because like, we're dads. We're dad types. And some girls get into that. You know, they want a guy that when they hug them, they feel safe.
Or it's a radio Forrest Gump thing, and they just feel bad.
Right, there's like a weird pity to it. Yeah. Also, a girl with 8 extra pounds on her is like so self-conscious that she's like wants to stand next to you in photo. Babe, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you.
You're the worst.
I'm talking about opportunities for Mitch.
We're going to live in a hotel together.
Real quick, before we go any further, I just want to say on that thing of holy shit. A friend of mine, my childhood best friend, sent a picture. I think I've said this on the podcast before. Sent a picture around of a group of us, all our high school friends. And he goes, Gabrus, look at yourself in this picture. We used to call you fat back then. And it was soul crushing because I was like, I would absolutely kill to be the... Because everyone in their mid-30s is kind of fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's obviously some ripped guys, but everyone has a little bit of just being a 30-year-old fat. And we had that bodies when we were 17.
Oh, like, yeah. I never had. Like, yeah. I've always felt a little bit. My golden years were from, like, when I was born to, like, fifth grade. And I was very thin and blonde.
Oh, and my God.
I was a thin.
So you peaked at fourth grade?
I peaked at fourth grade. And then. I went down, I've said this before, I went down into my basement one summer and went like Super Nintendo, I had my Super Nintendo and a bag of Doritos and I came up and I looked like fucking I do right now. Like it was like a transformation, it was like a cocoon one summer. I was just a fucking big fat guy like 6th, 7th grade. It sucked.
See, I was a chubby kid and then 10th grade after football, I was like, I started working out for like 4 years that lasted me to like 26, like it lasted like because I stopped doing it in college.
Right.
I just played rugby and drank. And then I hit LA and I was like, oh, fuck this. Let it go.
Yeah.
I was a chubby kid, played high school football, swam, did all that shit. And then in my summer in between high school and college, I got in like ridiculous shape because I wanted to be a Jones Beach lifeguard. And then I was in pretty good shape for a couple years in college, though all my roommates still call me fat. In hindsight, I was like, fucking.
Yeah, well, we just looked Teddy Roosevelt fat.
Right. I was like barrel chested.
We still have skin.
Yeah.
Like it still looks like fat to everyone else
Then when I was like 25 or 26, I got into CrossFit and lost a bunch of weight again. Although listeners of this podcast already heard me talk about my glory days on every episode, no matter what the topic is. So I'll drop it. We'll just talk about our friends. And now I need to revisit glory days. I think I'm on the correct path. I've been doing really good for about a month.
I was going to say, you look. When I didn't tell you when I came here, you look good. I think you're looking good.
Oh, thanks, Mitch. Yeah. I think you look good too, dude.
I did no carbs and sugars for a few months, and then I just fucking fell apart, and I've been eating so terrible. I had a Chipotle burrito last night, and then today I was like, just get back on track again. It's just
I've been doing the 2-3 months, nothing. Like, my wife makes my meals.
Yeah.
And then yoga.
Ooh,
I've been doing the DDP yoga.
Oh, Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page. I'm doing yoga from an ex-professional wrestler.
But his shit's
it
crazy.
Works. It works. I mean, it kicks my ass, but it's like, of course you are, you stupid child.
Dude, we're at that age, and like, I'm at the age where, you know, my wife and I were talking about having kids and shit, and I'm like, am I in shape enough to be a dad? Here's a good question. Recently, have you done a comedy bit? Either on when you got booked on a job or on stage where you got tired and you were like, I'm not even good enough shape to be a comedian, right? I've recently had a couple events where I'm like doing a bit, like me and Gemberling did a bit at a Stone Scene show where we were playing Commando. I was Arnold and he was Bennett, and we were going back and forth, and I was like gassed in the middle of it, and I'm like, the comedy is suffering because I don't have the cardio to do a sketch.
I know that. Well, I feel like when we've like, we're going to do this sketch again, when I'm in the sketch group, the Birthday Boys or whatever, and we're doing like a show every once a year. Like once a year we do a show now. And I'll go and put on like this giant suit that I had that was like overflowing. I'll put it on, it'll be too tight, and I'll be like, fuck. Like the jumpsuit like I wore as like a murderer or something like doesn't fit anymore. Like that sort of shit that's like, I get so embarrassed. And like we used to do a bit where we would walk out on stage naked, and I was just covering my genitalia
with
a
pumpkin. Is that something else?
I didn't want to do it. That's when I was like, oh, you gotta do something, because I didn't want to walk out.
Oh wow.
I was like, I don't want people to see me naked. It's fucking, it's not funny anymore, it's embarrassing. Like I think like people wouldn't be laughing, they would just,
I haven't
be,
hit
like,
that
sad.
Point yet. I mean, I know I'm embarrassing to look at, but I've still got enough. Like, I can just still deal with it. No?
No. I think you're right. I'm telling you. I think I get that unhealthy, like my skin looks yellow and, like, that sort of fat. You guys, I think it relates back to, like, we've talked about this before. You guys are,
I love you just pointed at him, like, we've all had separate conversations about what it's like to be fat.
Well, like, it was probably our first conversation.
We're also sensitive fat guys. Not sensitive to being fat, but we're very emotionally open.
I think.
So we're, the ability to, like, literally, Nick and I have never met in person, but we've talked at length about being overweight.
Well, it's like, you just see it. It's like, oh, no, okay, wait, you hang out with a bunch of other skinny riders, and you remind them of their bullies.
Yeah.
And they're half scared of you that you're going to beat the shit out of. Yeah, like that's a thing. Have you guys had that?
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, hey, I didn't like you at first because you reminded me of the guy who used to beat the shit out of me in junior high.
Well, because we're also kind of bro-y. Which is not prevalent in the comedy community whatsoever.
Yeah, we're cool. We're fun guys to be around. Right. Fuck those fucking nerds.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Our other friends nerds outside of comedy, based on what I know from Doughboys and the fact that you are from Quincy, Mass, and all your friends have like names like Skeezer and Hambone and shit. Like, I know the type of dude you are, because those are the types of friends I have where they're all weird nicknames and last names, and they all work in business and live in like in their parents' hometown. And, like,
they're all great. Look at this. You got New York bro, piece of shit. Boston bro, piece of shit. Texas bro, piece of shit.
Right, exactly. We're three different types of scumbags.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like, well, you guys are just, this is how I feel like it. Tell me if you think this is wrong, because you've told me that you're like, you're successful with ladies, and I feel like you've always done well. I feel like you guys are like John Belushi's, like, in real life, like John Belushi's, and then like I'm like John Belushi in Animal House, where like people are like, ugh, like I don't.
Would you say we're Belushi's and you're a Candy? Maybe
I'm actually Candy is probably very.
I'd go Candy with you. But
by the way, Candy's a great actor to watch in old movie and see that, like, oh, Uncle Buck didn't need to be fat.
No.
You know, John Candy is so fucking good.
Oh, he's the best.
You know, and my manager told me, like, you should watch some old John Candy movies. Because, like, he's genuinely a great actor who happened to be a big, fat, funny guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's redeeming that it's not just Belushi roles. It's not just Chris Farley roles.
No, Candy had dignity.
Yeah.
Like, oddly enough, he wouldn't put up with a lot of shit.
He dropped, I remember he, famously dropped out of something because they wanted it to be, a fat joke or some sort of joke. And he was like, fuck it, I'm not doing it. It was, some huge job or something like that. I remember hearing that.
He's the man. And I guess that is probably an accurate way. I was like a party drunken fool and would chug booze and
right.
Would
Are
eat
we
wings.
Nick? You oh, too?
Yes. Yeah. No. I. It took me a while to stop saying I'm sorry after a party. Like that was a big accomplishment as a human being.
Right. I think just up until literally 2 years ago, I was a bit an aggressive binge drinker. Now I smoke a lot of weed, but I don't drink as much as I used to. But I used to I still every once in a while. Can't go have three beers. Like I'll just go the Rustic with Rogers and have 20 drinks and be fucking smashed.
That's my issue too. And we all know that as big guys. I would try to not drink every night because if I drink, I want to drink.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And we have to. You have to drink at least 10 beers to get drunk.
Oh yeah.
Except now lately, because since I met my wife, I didn't have to. Drinking has gotten cut down tremendously.
Right. Now it's it's wine with dinner.
Yeah, or you drive or you just have a beer or sometimes I'm not even drinking because part of it is I don't have to get drunk at this karaoke bar to get confidence. Yeah. Which is how I met my wife, drunk at a karaoke bar. So I just drink a lot less and I'm I still have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's.
I still go to an open bar and have 12 vodka sodas, but that's the new skinny bitch move.
But I got drunk off two beers last night.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was I didn't have dinner, but I didn't have. I was a little tipsy after two beers. I was what the hell's wrong with that?
Oh, man. Yeah. No. Imagine you told your 20-year-old self that. You would slap yourself in the face.
Well, you could
you
buy
pussy.
Beer. What the fuck, Mundy? I had 25 beers. It's 2 o'clock.
So is that the main? Is that so? That's one of our differences here. Is that you don't do as well with the ladies?
I don't do
because that's part of your bit. I'm not saying that to shame you, but I know you talk about this on podcasts and shit.
It took me in mid of my 20s to feel not very comfortable, but way more comfortable. I was always kind of I've always been ashamed. You know what I mean? I have that. I'm ashamed of myself, and I don't feel good about myself. Like that shit's happened.
See, I went through phases though. I went through high school, nothing. I was the friend.
Yeah.
And then I was if it kept getting worse, I'd probably been a men's rights activist.
Yeah.
Just it's gonna be one of those. Thank God the internet wasn't. It was. All I had was wrestling bulletin boards then and not all this shit. But so in college, I just was fuck it. I'm gonna be confident.
That's
tricked
great.
Myself.
I harnessed
that wick.
I harnessed my fat for good, meaning comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I got comfortable with being fat. I got comfortable with showing off my body. And I literally just didn't give a fuck. And then girls came around to that.
But what I did, and I went from... Houston, and then in New York, it was okay too because they thought I was you probably.
I was getting laid off people thinking I was Gemberling for years.
Mid-04-05. And then when I got to LA, it was I dated a couple of girls, but then there was some dry spots just because it was girls in their mid-20s are not ready to date guys us.
Yeah.
Except. Again, than my wife, but she's a keeper.
Right.
But yeah, they're oh no, I can do way better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think LA, because you came straight out here.
I came straight here when I was 22. That was, and so
that'll be a confidence shatterer.
Yeah.
22. Where a place that puts a premium on health and looks. And
And UCB wasn't even what UCB LA had just started when I got out
so
here.
It wasn't the status jumper that it is.
Yeah. I was
now.
Just a fat guy who was could be funny. If you
right. Right. And it wasn't you were the alpha. Oh, this is the birthday boys Mitchell at that point.
Yeah. No, not
now,
at all.
By the time you were where everyone it was like everyone was blowing up, you know.
Like that. Also, like that's a funny thing too. Where I'm like, yeah. Then I finally got to that birthday boys Mitchell that all the ladies love.
Yeah. Well, what I mean was like people knew you around the theater from doing.
Oh, for
comedy
sure. Yeah. Oh no. I could. That was
because there's chuckle fuckers abound.
There are. Which I also I think we all know to try to stay away from that sort of thing
because they're not normal because they like us.
Yeah. Yes.
That's another issue you run into is that when someone likes you, you think there's something wrong with them. You're like, no, I want a girl who doesn't like me. Like, I want...
Yeah, no, it's a
fucking harrowing situation.
That self, there's definitely a self. See, I think that's a thing with you. You guys can embrace it and love it. And I'm learning to, it took me much longer to do that. Like, college was not as,
or we're
not
just delusional,
nearly as good.
And you're ahead of us on the curve.
Yeah, maybe we're going to hit a brick wall of reality and then come crawling back to you. Be like, hey, Mitch, how did you deal with
it? No, but did you guys always find it frustrating that, like, okay, because, look, I'll say this. You guys are handsome men.
I think that's another thing we have in common is that we're not... the only thing unappealing about us is that we're overweight. If you want to argue that's unappealing,
we're not fuggos,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
But like the shitty thing is like especially in comedy, like the dude could just be ugly as sin, but if he weighs 120 pounds soaking wet, the girl would go to him and not you,
right?
Because because that's and I'm just like, that guy's not funny. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. But he just, you know, like, he can
he
buy,
looks like Screech.
He could buy nice clothes. Like, there are clothes that fit him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have four plaid shirts, one pair of jeans, and one size XXX hoodie. Can't even buy clothes from the UCB store. Like, the UCB hoodies don't even come in my size. And they're made for comedians.
I remember I was on Horatio's podcast, and before we started, he's like, hey, man, like, you're like, he's like, you're gonna lose some weight or something, and I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you know, you don't see as many big guys, like, you know, like after like, and I was like, oh, he went, I mean, obviously he went through it and he lost a bunch of weight, and I was like, oh, he's trying to tell me like you're getting to that point where like a bunch of fat comedians start dying.
Well, that's what Gamberling and I were talking about. For those of you who don't know, John Gamberling, I think he's been mentioned on this podcast before, another fat bearded hilarious dude, and we were talking one time, and he's like, yeah, I started jogging. I'm like, jogging? Whoa, that's crazy. Like, that is outlandish to me, which is something I guess we all should be doing, is some cardiovascular exercise.
But we also don't have, like, cocaine problems, as far as I know.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
Not yet. Like, but that's like, the one, like, that's the thing we have on all of our idols. Yeah. But that's what Gamberling said. He's like, dude, we're overweight comedians in our 30s. You know what happens to us traditionally? Yeah. But we all, we're not living a life. The other thing that we don't have that these guys had is, and I hate to take us all down a peg, is success. Maybe we would have coke habits if we had money and career.
I can afford a six pack of Miller Lite habits.
I mean, we've all had our handful of shows on YouTube, IFC, comedy, MTV4.
We've been on basic cable.
Yeah. We've got the fucking second tier cable networks on lockdown.
IFC, barely a channel.
I'm on MTV2, barely a channel. Both in the thousands.
I grew up on TBS when they let me, so.
Hey, dude, living the dream.
Check out my Screen Junkie show.
Yeah, so that's the other thing that is keeping us alive, I think, is the... And I don't do cocaine. I don't think I ever will. You know what I mean? Maybe at a bachelor party every now and then, but... But, like, that's just something... Like, someone one time offered me cocaine, I forget where I was, and I was like, you know, it's the one box I don't have checked in heart disease, like in heart failure. Like, I'm like, overweight, lethargic, sedentary lifestyle, stress, this, drinking, coffee, all that check, and then cocaine. I'm like, that's the only one I can check.
You're putting my head right now. I'm in trouble.
Well, if you, by the way, Mitch has ripped like three lines since we started this podcast.
Maybe if we did cocaine, we'd be more successful.
Oh, God, we'd definitely be skinnier. All right, let's start. All right, instead of dieting, the three of us are going to pick up cocaine. We're going to meet every morning at Runyon Canyon, do coke, and then go home.
And then write our pilot.
We'd all be dead within a month. All three of us would be dead.
Let's make a documentary like Super Size Me, where we just do cocaine every day for 31 days to see
how... Super Slim Us. The afters are just our bones.
It's just, yeah, it's just a loving tribute. Like, as we go on, just like three side-by-side extra large gravestones. It's just our two wives and like the birthday boys crying. It's our two wives and Weiger crying at the grave.
Weiger wouldn't cry.
Yeah, Weiger's never cried.
Yeah, he's never. That's too bad about Mitch. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he hasn't cried since Darth Maul died. The only character he could relate to in the Star Wars universe. I feel bad we're roasting Weiger. He's not here.
No, he's a piece of shit.
Another ad? Sick! Can't wait to get to my content, but first, you gotta listen to another ad. Yo, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Build yourself a website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code MIGHTY at checkout and you get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Go to Gabriss.com right now. Check out my website. It's nice, right? I worked so hard and spent so much money on that and had to have someone do 3 revisions, cost me a fortune. Luckily, I'm a big, rich podcaster, so I can afford stuff like that. But not everyone can afford that, especially when you want to make a fun little website. So I recommend you use Squarespace.com, man. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. All the sites look pro. You can't even tell, like, go check out some of these Squarespace example websites, man. Millions of people use it, and it's only $8 a month, and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. So it's everything, man. It's hosting, it's design, it's decor, like, it's all that stuff. So go out there, build yourself a Squarespace. How about this? If you build yourself a Squarespace site, you know, maybe it's like best pictures of tacos or hot chicks picking up dog shit or girls who look like Wendy in real life winking. I don't know. Come up with some kind of weird ass website and send it to me or tweet it at me at John Gabriss and I'll retweet it. So go to Squarespace, use the promo code MIGHTY, build yourself a website, send it to me. Let me take a look at it. And let's keep it PG-13 or DM me some R-rated shit. All right. Squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. Enough with the ads. Let's get to the podcast.
How long have you been with your wife now?
Forever. I've been dating her since I was 20.
And now that
and I was skinny then.
Now that gives you a fat guy confidence too, I think, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Well, because once that is part of your life, the only thing you project onto other people, like, I'm not worried when I meet a guy that he's not going to be attracted to me because I'm fat. You know, as a matter of fact, I've found that's quite the opposite. that's the other thing we haven't spoken about yet briefly. But once I started dating Tiffany and have since married her, it's like, I don't give a shit what girls think. Now it's even like, because now I'm off the market. I'm safe. Girls like me even more. Like, I'm friends with more girls than I've ever been before because they don't need to be attracted to me anymore.
So, yeah. So I did Conan. I did a live bit on Conan where I was like, the first time in my underwear. I've done it many times since. And I was kind of having like a little bit of a panic attack because I always like had a weird thing with my shirt off on camera. When I'm drunk and it's like, sure, I'll just do a cannonball into a living room. But, on camera it was always weird for me. Like, it was a thing for me. And so I called up Delara, was just my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, fuck, okay, like, my grandfather's fought in wars and I'm about to walk on stage in my underwear in front of all these people, like, god damn it, what the fuck. I almost thought about not doing it, like it was getting that bad for me. And then she was like, who the fuck cares? I don't care,
right?
Like, that. And like, and I was like, you're right. Like, the only, like, That clicked for me, and then I've done it like 9 times. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Right, and I understand that, though, because the last thing you want to do is, like, I've done auditions where I'm like, if I book this, it's like, the joke is that I'm gross.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. Like, if I can own it, and I mean, like, Conan is, that's, you know, he's a fucking comedy.
When he comes up to me and thanks me afterwards.
Right,
like, yeah. Okay, like, they're like, oh, that place is like, they made me comfortable as hell. Like,
right, because that's a comedy nerd heaven. Yeah, yeah. All the writers are all. But, like, they're all when they're not comedy people and it's like, yeah, and we're just going to take your shirt off. And you're like, oh, man, this is not what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
But it's also, what you were saying is, like, you called your girlfriend. She's like, it doesn't matter. Then once it's yours, once your being shirtless is yours, then fuck everyone. But I also understand, like, I know people, guys who are like, I'm not taking my shirt off on this show. Like, get it in their contract. Like, if they book something, it's like, You know, because I just don't want that to be the thing.
Yeah. No, it's a thing like, oh, no, pay me. Like someone, like, hey, like I was doing some short film and he was like, well, if you took your shirt off, and I was like, yeah, triple my pay.
Right.
Because it's not worth it.
Right, exactly.
I remember that I talked about that bit where I come out naked, and I had a similar thing with you that you had where I was like, oh, like my mom and dad like are gonna like no like my dad like I my dad's like just my dad who was passed away,
yeah,
which I know
another
you
thing
have
we have in common.
Yes.
Oh, Nick, oh, your
no,
dad alive?
No, no, it's his birthday today, so please do not.
He'll be good. He'll die.
Or creepy weird, and then like this podcast has a weird addendum at the end of it.
Yeah,
like,
let's hey, guys, knock on wood. Just
oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it's like, hey, it's your number one fuck boy.
Just wanted
sad
to say.
News after this.
Feel free to send flowers.
God bless. Yeah, number one fuck boy.
We'll do it. We'll do it. God bless the number one fuck boy. Mitch, I'll have you back on when we'll do a DDC episode, a Dead Dad's Club
oh,
episode.
Shit.
Yeah,
that's that will be maybe more fun than the fat episode.
I'll pass. I'll be sitting at Chipotle waiting for you guys. Yeah. I'll get us salads that are like have 9,000 calories.
Yeah, get us a cheese heavy salad to roll into. Oh, so I'm sorry, Mitch. You were saying like you were about to do that new.
Yeah,
discussion.
And I mean like I think always like with my dad. I think probably all of our dads had like oh they were fun when they were younger. But my dad became a lawyer, and then I was like
oh mine too. My dad's a lawyer.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, we all have a lot in common, and I was just like, oh, he's going to be, no matter what, disappointed in me, but especially disappointed in me that, like people are just laughing at my body. You know what I mean? Like, and he was a guy who, like, he got himself in shape and he
yeah,
took
my dad,
good care
my dad
of himself.
Was similar to that. My dad did, like, Taekwondo and worked out every single day.
My dad was a cop. He was a cop and then he became a lawyer and it was just like, okay. So we're also not as good as our dads.
Yeah, well, we also, we could argue that the three of us purposely swung in another direction. But my dad did work in television, which is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, he worked in like lighting for the Fox 5 News. Yeah,
oh, that's
in New
awesome.
York. Yeah. So there is that similarity, but I kind of swung the other direction away from him because he was a serious motherfucker, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be serious at all.
Did you guys ever think, here's my question, did you ever think that you would be... Like, did you think you would be thin? Did you think you would thin out? Like, did you think there was a time where it was you weren't going to stay, like, going to be a big guy?
When I lost a lot of weight my senior year of high school, and I got to be, like, but I worked so hard, and I did it wrong. Like, I ate a fat-free muffin for breakfast, like, egg whites for lunch, and then, like, half of whatever my mom served me for dinner for, like, all of my senior year of high school after football season, and I worked out every single day after school, and I ran.
Shit, I did that too. I did that same thing.
And I did lose a bunch of weight, and I looked good. And then since then, I've just been like, it's too hard of work to get to that point. And I had like all the time in the world, and I was 18, testosterone pumping. Now I'm like, also pretty comfortable in life. Like I don't hate the fact that.
But
I'm
like,
fat.
I got down to 180. Senior in high school. Like,
oh, yeah. So, by the way, this is something that not a lot of people understand is when we say things like, when I'm talking about when I was in the best shape of my life, I weighed 195 pounds.
Yeah, no.
I was 235 junior year of high school, 195 freshman year of college.
No, because, like, if I'm 240, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I was 180, and I was frustrated. I was pissed off because I still look like what a skinny guy who let himself go look like overweight. I look like an overweight dad.
Right.
Like,
yeah. I look like you had dad bod when you got into the best shape you possibly could.
Yeah, I know.
Could,
so it was like, I got frustrated. And I was like, this is just not, like, then I realized I will never not be like this.
Right.
There's something weird about it.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to be toned.
That's I got under 200 pounds when I was rowing crew, and like I said, I looked like a bobblehead doll.
Yeah, because your head is your head realizes the same size.
Yeah, my head is fucking ginormous.
Real quick, size hat size fitted hat size.
Oh, 7 3/4.
I'm 7 7/8.
Probably 7 7/8. Yeah, if not, exactly. Actually, I might be bigger. That might be
giant
eight.
Fucking head.
Yeah,
too.
That's another thing. We have big heads and like lots of hair and beards. Like my wife calls it Muppet face, and I think all three of us have it. Where we're these giant emotive heads with fur that sticks out in every direction, and we're smiling and we're jokesters. So we're like big ass Muppets.
I had a well. Here's the thing: does this happen to you guys when you after you drink? I mean, this happens to a lot of people. But I turn into like a monster with food.
Oh, yeah. God. People don't even get it. People don't understand. Well, let's get into that a little bit, because we talk about it a little bit with Eugene, but we never had other fat guys on to talk about this. Like, my relationship with food is fucked. It's wrong. It's incorrect.
Yes.
I look to it for comfort and like love. If I look to it to celebrate, I look to it to.
I listened to your podcast with Silvestri.
Oh, and Max.
And I was like, oh fuck, that's yep. Like, I got sad.
Right, because I look to food to make me feel better when I'm down, and I look to food to... Jesus Christ.
Started eating the microphone.
And I look to microphones for food. And I look to food to keep me happy when I am happy. It's like, you can't have it both. You shouldn't have it... You shouldn't emotionally be tied to food in any way.
That was the most, one of the saddest moments in my life was when I was older and I realized, like... Oh, like in college and in your younger years, like it wasn't an addiction to booze or drugs or woman. Like that wasn't a thing. It was at the end of a night, you going to a drive-thru and be like, ordering like
Marina's
9
pizza
sandwiches.
In Poughkeepsie, New York is like, I ate ranch chicken pizza from there like every single night that I went out and partied. Yeah.
Or, it's crazy.
Yeah. Or ordered Chinese the next morning to deal with a hangover.
Oh, yeah. You got
to
deal with the hangover. That was a big part of for me. I can't. Especially when it did turn into a thing where I was like an alcoholic close to it.
Right.
But when I was like in school or something, because of the amount we have to drink, like we were talking about, I could only do like 3 days or else I would die. Like it's that one of those things where I would get so sick.
On day 4 of drinking 20 Bud Lights or whatever.
It would fucking kill me. I couldn't do it. And then I would always be eating too. So it would be, it just was like a, it annoyed me that I was like, oh, I can't go out and enjoy myself and just have like a couple beers. I need to drink like 7 beers and have like 5 shots, and then I have to go into Wendy's.
Like, I just got tired of making an asshole of myself too.
Like, that's big, dude.
Yeah, that's a huge step. That's a good step when you can like a detach like just the actual consumption away from it, where it's like, oh, I'm also really annoying.
Oh, it wasn't me doing that. No, I had good friends, and I'm sure you do too. Like the both of you. Hey, Nick. Hey, Mundy. You're a fucking asshole. Quit being a fucking asshole.
I was never like a real asshole when I drank, but
no, like
I did
annoying and like name calling
and like shenanigans was just mostly like, yeah, you fucking took your dick out again last night, you know? And I'm like, oh fuck, yeah.
Oh yeah, I've done that a bunch.
Yeah. Oh right.
Which I can barely see, by the way.
Yeah,
the subject
I know.
Of
oh,
it.
By the way, I was trying to fucking shave my pubes for my wife the other day with like a buzzer. And I could, that's honestly the moment. And then I like looked at myself naked in the mirror and I was like, you have to change. Like, I couldn't shave my pubes because I couldn't see. And I like cut myself and I could feel the pain and I could feel
you
the blood.
You cut your dick off. Right?
I cut my dick off out of punishment. I was like, this is the first way to lose 3 ounces. I'm finally down to 309.999 for cutting my fucking dick off.
Well, that's the other frustrating thing. I'm sure we all have fine penises too.
Oh, that's a bit I have in my stand-up right now that I'm trying to work out, is that my dick is average sized, but it looks small. It's like Frodo and Gandalf. It's like forced perspective, where if I was skinny, you'd be like, that's a decent sized dick. Now on me, it looks weird because I look like a giant fucking baby when I'm naked.
I think that the thing that's like kind of like making me be like, all right, it's time to get back in shape, is that my testosterone is fucking low,
let's get real. I feel the same way. I feel like I'm, and then when you like ways to raise testosterone, it's like lose belly fat. I'm like, oh, I am mostly belly fat.
My thing is, I have sex as much as possible because it freaks me, and because you go through phases,
right? Yeah,
you know. And I'm sure you guys too. We're also stressed out beyond belief.
Right, yeah, because we have nothing consistent in our lives except for me and Nick's wives and you have Weiger. Podcast. You have the Doughboys podcast on the Feral Network.
What we need to do is get Weiger and our wives to do the podcast.
Like, to be like, what's it like to interact with these fucking beasts? What's it like taming beasts on a regular basis?
I will say, though, a positive, though, I can just tell by your tenderness, I think we're all great lovers.
Oh, I agree. Oh, well, yeah. that's something that you,
oh, yeah.
you know, it's something that like
no. Come on. No, friend, I will
I guarantee. Yeah. It's something that fat people and nerds kind of have to learn.
Yeah.
You kind of have to become a good boyfriend or a good
yeah.
lover.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you that's all you have. Like
cuz we have to do the like oh, we have to be good at this other stuff.
Right.
But also the thunder.
Right, you gotta bring the thunder.
We have thunder.
I can get 300 pounds behind a fucking behind a stroke, and that does work. it's average size, yeah. So to look at, it's weird, but it feels average sized inside of me. you just lift my gut, put it on top of my wife's ass, and do it doggy style. we have a little paper towel that I put over my wife's ass so I don't friction burn her back with my stomach. Actually, let's be honest. Most of the time, my wife's on top because it's like harrowing to have me on top.
That is... I know all this stuff. I just have been quiet.
And my wife will say that her hips hurt from being on top because she has to get so wide to get her legs around my waist. She's going to listen to this and not be happy I shared that fact.
People, you know,
I broke two beds
today.
One
time jerking off.
Well, I did build my first bed because I was that piece of shit before I met my wife. I was like, "Hey, I need like my roommate and writing partner moved out, and he was getting married, and I was like, oh shit, I don't want to die in a sketch comedy house filled with like Confederate flags and dildos. I need to get my shit in order. Like,
please don't say this in front of Mitch. Come on."
I started eating Caesar salad with no dressing. I've had a Caesar salad with no dressing in every restaurant in Los Angeles. My wife, when I first met her, like, for this first 9 months I met her, I was in great shape because, like, I didn't want to show her what I really was.
Right.
So yeah. I just had Caesar salad.
Everyone's putting their best foot forward that early in a relationship. That's fine.
But, no, so I got my house together. I repainted. I put a bunch of work into it. And then I was like, I need a grown-up bed instead of just a frame. So I was like, well, I did a lot. I'll build my bed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That didn't last too long.
Not structurally sound the Munder Thunder from Down Under?
Was it structurally
sound? The Mundy Thundy from Down Under.
My carpentry skills wasn't like up to par. It wasn't good for a child.
Wasn't good for a child. No less eight, two adults.
No, at one point the slats just broke and there were just nails like... The bed fell while we were sleeping, like, and then there were just like rusty nails pointing at us.
Terrifying.
We were like a death trap.
I broke two chairs on set of a shoot one time in one day.
Holy shit!
I actually at my friend's Halloween party. Shout out to Scotty Landis. I did break two chairs in one evening.
I on set. The only time I've experienced it, I was in. I did a sketch with Fabio and we were in bed together and the bed broke on my side. And Fabio was so nice. He said, "Are you okay?" Like he like was like very gentle to me and was like, "Is everything okay?" And I was like, "Everything's fine." And it was just so embarrassing. Like crew members were like, "Okay, we're going to fix that." You know what I mean? Like we have to fix the bed because the fatty broke the bed.
Let's talk. Sorry.
Well, me and you have something in common that we've met our heroes. Tom Brady and Dwayne Johnson.
That is true.
Who have not could not be in better shape as far as human. It's weird that our heroes are Adonis, like best athletes in the world.
Yeah,
of course.
And we got to meet them. So our shame was projected upon them. Like,
yeah.
Hey, like, because it would be like weird to find out like your biggest fan is like a serial killer.
Right.
As a fat guy, I know you all agree with this.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than a big jacked. Handsome guy who's cool.
Like, you just associate them with being assholes your whole life.
Oh yeah, and then,
well, that's why I like my favorite types of dudes are like my favorite types of guys. Here's the guy I'm most attracted to. I like jacked dudes who are giants and jacked because then it's like I could. The Rock is a little too. Dwayne Johnson, who is also I idolize big time, he's a little too in shape. But like those like strongman guys who are like big and fucking beefy with like big shoulders, I'm like I could maybe get to that point.
Yeah,
you know. And I used to be a power lifter and shit, so like I did. I competed in the...
This podcast is going to devolve into, what you max in 1999?
See, you guys got that. You got, like, I envied... not to turn this podcast sad, but I envied your sort of fat guy, because I was a party animal. I was a fun guy, but I think I was always just came off as kind of, like, sad, fat guy. And part of it, I had acne, and I don't know if you guys had acne, but...
I had acne pretty bad.
But I had acne
I stopped in high school.
I missed that one. But I had plenty of other issues.
Yeah, yeah.
I had acne, so I like was ashamed. Like I think that it brings on shame, and like
that's hard on everyone. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I
and like acne medication also makes you depressed. Apparently, it's like a side effect of almost every acne medication. It's like that's brutal. You're depressed because you have it, or depressed because you got rid of it.
There's no upside to having acne. There is no like. There's a couple upsides to being a fat guy.
Right. You're immediately a starter on JV football. I wasn't particularly good at football, but I was a starter on JV because of my size.
That was the frustrating thing for me. I was good at football. I just stopped growing. And yeah. I have a little bit of a Napoleon complex. Because, like I got that. So, okay, like, I'll just be a dick. Like, on the field, I was, like, cheap. Like, I would throw dirt in someone's
And
face.
I don't think of you as, like, a short, small guy or anything like that, ever. I never...
I mean, you would be amongst the Texas group of Texas
yes,
football
that was yes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, yeah.
I was, like, the short guy.
Right. That's another thing with our lives. We're around comedians all the time, so, yes, a lot of them are skinny, but you don't ever feel fat, really. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, like, no one's ever making you feel like you're fat. They're used to, like, you know... One in every five comedy guys is
they
overweight.
They
Maybe
get
two
upset.
In five.
Yeah. They get upset that we're so mean on our, we're so shitty on ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but I also get to, I hang out with some ruthless, but they're also fat, but then they're like, you're fat. And like, they'll make fun of you for being fat.
I hang out with some ruthless assholes too, but I created that environment. That's something I did to myself.
That's on you.
Yeah. I'm one of the originators of the asshole behavior. Let's talk about some positives from being ourselves.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
We hit the thunder.
You got the Nick Mundy Thundy from Down Undy. By the way, feel free to use that.
Oh yeah, as soon as I figure out what the hell you just said.
You can drink a lot, but you can break that up into pros and cons. Maybe
it's a pro when you're younger.
Yeah.
When like that's how like older I impressed like my friends' older brothers or the older kids in college. Like immediately was my ability to consume.
But you notice how it's always the older guys you're impressed.
Right, like, yeah. Because people, girls don't give a fuck.
Girls do not like
we're a
like
clown
it.
For this guy.
Like, yeah. Right.
Okay, but just for the sake of knowing where everyone stands, not, this is not bragging. What's the most amount of beer you drank in one day?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Fuck.
Who knows? I mean, I used to chug booze. Was like
oh, you didn't
thing.
Count like a coward like I did?
I did a case race when I was six. I drank 22 beers when I was 16 years old.
That's
22 Bud Heavies and like threw up in my friend's basement. I've passed 24 beers in a day.
I had 40.
Holy shit.
At a rugby party. And I know because I Dear put God. Marks on my arm with the magic marker on every single one.
Yeah, I used to do all kinds of monster shit.
I was just like... And before it was like, hey, check out this cool story. And now I'm just like, if I could go back in time and beat the shit out of that guy.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't want
to
hang out
to, like,
with
Kid Rock.
I used to like take we won a beer pong tournament one time, and the prize was a bottle of Aftershock, and I just opened it and finished the whole thing and like threw the bottle in the back.
That's the type of shit I would chug booze. I remember when I was. The last time I think I ever counted, me, my buddy Nate and I were like, we're going to have, and he was a big guy, we're going to have like a drinking competition. And it was the end of the night, and I was like, not even close to the drunkest I've been. It was just like 18 beers. And I was like, we both like, we're going to bed.
Yeah, I'm full. I'm mostly tired. That's a lot of gluten. So there's one positive. The other positive is every bouncer at a bar you go to has a nickname for you. You get to call Big Guy by
big
every
man,
other guy. Yeah, Big Man, Big Guy. I've been
by
called
the way,
by
are homeless men. Are homeless brazen with how they call you guys Big Guy?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
definitely.
Yeah.
I think people think it's a compliment. And I don't mind when a bouncer calls me Big Man because they're also big. It's sort of like a.
When a black guy calls you. When it's a black guy.
A black guy can call you just about anything and you feel cool. Yeah. Except for like cracker.
I'm fine with it.
That's cool too.
Or little dick. I feel like I would hate that one too.
Hey, cuckold.
Hey, come on in. Come on
hey,
in,
cuckold, Mitchell. I'm a cuckold.
Yeah, that's true. I like when black guys call me big guy. I hate when they call me little dick. Let me see your ID, little dick. All right. Yes, party's sir. In the back. Yeah. That's really funny. What are other advantages for being our size?
You can clear a path if you gotta.
You can clear a path if you gotta. I have been in some fist fights and it helps. Although I will say the contrary is people pick you out to fight you. So when I was in college.
Again, you guys are the cool. I am a pussy. That's my issue.
I'm a pussy too. No. But in college, I would be like in my group of friends if there was like a fight or my group of friends were being kind of assholes. The person that they'd want to fight would be me because I'm A, already the loudest, and B, I'm 6'2", 200, in college, 250 pounds, and dressing like a gay cruise director. You know, I'm in like a pink Hawaiian
Lacoste shirts too.
I was wearing almost exclusively Hawaiian shirts or completely unbuttoned, but sleeveless. I was just dressed like an absolute asshole. Because I went to like a Guido college too, like where's a bunch of like we were all like meathead bros.
No, I dressed like Sammy Hagar exclusively for like 3 years in college.
My style now is Poochie from The Simpsons. He's my style icon, a cartoon dog from the 90s. Is how I still actually dress.
See, I needed you in my herd. I could have used a guy like you in my herd. I needed a big kind of confident.
Well, that's what Mundy and I were saying. Is like, I'm sort of an alpha, even though I like. There's not a lot of big fat alphas.
Yeah,
I'm an alpha. No one listens to me because I have no credibility.
I'm not an alpha. I think that's the difference. Yeah.
Yeah, like I think I was always like super loud and obnoxious and confident, in myself the whole time. And for better or for worse, in hindsight, I cringe at almost everything I did ever. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, but we are also different. Like, we talked about this too. There are different, like, fat guy, like, like, and that's why, like, I don't think we get cast in the same stuff either. Like,
yeah, I don't see you guys as much as auditions as much as I should.
It's kind of weird that we're all fat, white, bearded guys, and we're not casting. We're doing different things.
No, because you're like the sweet, sensitive type.
I get, yeah.
Yeah, I think I get more angry, nerd, rage guy.
Yeah.
Like, put upon, like, weirdo more than, and then we.
I'm like big mess. Like, I'm like.
I get.
I'm like big, I get booked in like the. Oh fuck this guy! You know,
party.
Like,
I think you got that.
And party, the party, I used to like book like play frat brothers and shit until you turn 34.
Says racist a lot.
Cast are called racist by employers.
Well, no, that's a problem. The way when people find out I'm from Texas, they think like I look like a Republican.
Yeah, you look like an oil tycoon son who's just like. I don't even know what that means.
No, I do.
You look like the bad guy in the Entourage movie. Like, you could have had Haley Joel Osment's role in the Entourage movie.
Man, that movie is so bad.
You ever see Karate Kid 3? I look like Mike Barnes. Karate Kid's Mike Barnes is like sidekick.
Oh yeah,
I'm like sidekick for like blonde handsome bully.
Right.
Hey, get him, Johnny. Get him.
Yeah, you have like your beard look and your eyebrow look together can easily look evil and mischievous.
Yeah, I get.
Whereas like I can't really play evil or intimidating in any way. I feel like you can, and Mitch can play mischievous but not evil. You're too like.
I can be a bully. I can play bully. I mean, yeah.
You can play like a proto, like an 80s bully, but you can't really. You're so good. Like you're smiling.
I didn't even play Disney movie bully.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like the tough circus comes to town. Messing with like Archie and the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the bully who doesn't want the dog to play receiver on your football team. who doesn't want the handicapped kid to play in the last game of the season.
Do you know who I am? I'm Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. I'm gonna go over to the nerd side.
You have the heart of gold. You're the giant with the heart of gold.
See, I'm the bully who's like, yeah, I might punch you, but also my dad knows the mayor. Okay, we're gonna shut your orphanage down.
That's a black-hearted villain.
That's awesome.
I could use it.
The Orphan Shutter Downer, the classic. Not a lot of people know about that one.
Did we run out of good things?
I mean, there's only a few, right?
No, there's not a lot.
We're good at moving, helping our friends move.
Yeah, you get asked to help people move a lot, that's for sure.
We're good if people want to like eat and have a good time. I mean, like there was a time where it was like, I did feel like there was a time where I felt like kind of like, oh, well, let's get Mitch out and drink and eat and stuff. Like
people
like,
do want to party with
you. They want to party with you, which is fun.
I think is more a thing of our personalities, but maybe that personality comes out of being overweight too.
Yeah, possibly.
Because there's a lot of stuff that comes out of, I feel like, in our personalities that comes from being fat for a long time and then becoming okay with it.
Yeah.
You're sort of, I feel like you're sort of more accepting. You're confident. You're okay with, like, yourself. I mean, based on our conversation, maybe Mitch not as much. But
I got there.
You're there, as far as I know, but I didn't know this until
I was a late bloomer. Like, college, like, did not. I mean, like, I went on dates and saw girls and stuff, but it was like, I felt like 22 was, like, even the first time I think I slept with a girl. And then, like, later on, like, when in my 20s, it was like, as I got more confident was when I, like...
Right. But I mean, like, and being good at being hilarious like you are.
Yeah,
because
I feel
helps,
like you're like the Zach Morris at UCB, which...
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah.
Which is a statement. I know what I'm saying about you.
Which makes me feel like I'm like, oh, God, I don't know if I want to be the Zach Morris at UCB.
I think you're the guy who walks down the hall and everyone likes and knows and thinks.
But we all have that quality. I think all of us
have that quality to a degree.
And maybe
that's
a thing of being big. Maybe people are like,
you're undeniably noticeable. That's the thing. Like, you are in a crowd. Obvious.
I think we're pieces of shit, but I don't think we're assholes.
Right, we're pieces of shit in that only we call ourselves a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Almost no one else would call
I don't think we get a lot.
Liger would call you a piece of shit.
No, the closest
that's
people,
about it.
Our closest guy friends would. Like, my two writing partners would call me.
Oh, yeah. My brothers would undeniably call me a piece of shit. But, like, the public doesn't call any of us a piece of shit.
It's a lot on ourselves. Like, I won't want to leave the house sometimes because of myself. I'm like, I always want to sit here and eat and like, I'm too fat. I just want to sit here on my couch and not do anything. When in reality, like, people want you to come out and to come about and hang out.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But I am hard on myself. I've gotten way, way better with it, but it's a hard thing.
It's weird. I mean, like,
it's like harnessing it for good is like what you need to do. Yeah.
And to all those little skinny fuckers listening out there, like, that's right. Like, who
we're coming for you, you fucking skinny little queers. Oh, yeah, brother.
My dad is going to buy your houses and shut them down, you piece of shit.
And we're going to have a keg party to save the neighborhood, boys.
Have you ever thrown a keg?
What?
Have you ever thrown a keg?
Yes. I've done a keg toss over a wall. Yeah.
Yeah, I got pissed. I used to do this party where called a 3rd of July beer truck party where we'd fill up my friend's pickup truck and fill it with beer. And then one guy was drinking Canadian beer and I was wearing an American flag cape because I'm very patriotic, of course. And I was like, fuck that. And then we had half a keg left and I picked it up and I threw it against my house. Ooh. And then everyone slowly just walked away.
Yeah, we used to do like full keg, like not a full keg, but a keg toss, try to get over like a 10-foot wall and shit like that.
We're always the last guys hanging out at a party.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, being married has changed that a little bit where my wife's like, I want to go home. She's like, you can stay if you want. And in the last 2 years have broken like the... Yeah, no, I'm going to go home with you. Like, I just recently started going to the bed at the same time as my wife. Like, she's like, I'm going to sleep. It's midnight. I'm like, I'm going to stay up till 3 by myself watching movies. Just recently, I started going like, no, I'll go to bed with you now.
No, I do that too because, like, I'll work at night. I do that too. Okay, after you guys do the dead dad one, we'll do the married one. Married one. Because it's still less than a year for me. So, like, all the time, I got a question. When do you feel like... you're not making a mistake all the time, even with your wife not telling you you're making mistakes.
I have a very specific case where I am making mistakes.
Yeah,
all the time.
I am too. Like,
but
I'm
my wife
always...
tolerates my wife is insanely anal and OCD, and which she literally brought like a Harry and the Hendersons type situation. Like, she's like she's like slowly been taming me for 10 years. She's like, there's poop on the toilet seat. There should not be poop on the toilet seat. I'm like, yes, no poop on toilet seat.
We need to talk about this afterwards, but Delara and
Tiffany.
Tiffany, they need
also stripper name.
Yeah, like, no, they
a lot of commonalities there.
They need to become best friends.
Yeah, they need to start that support group we were talking about. It's mostly lumbar support from getting the thunder.
there's a picture of me in college, and I'm just there's I have a vat of jungle juice, and I'm and it's like a like, you know, it's a whatever thermos
right
container
of
jungle juice, and I'm just drinking it. And I was like, that to me is like when I thought of like fat guy, that to me was the end of the party, kind of like everyone was gone and just like drinking beers with like the few other like losers who were with who
hasn't hooked up and just want to party.
Oh, yeah.
Or their girlfriend is, because I've always been like, I'm a serial monogamous. I've been with girlfriends. I've been with my wife now for 13 years, but it's like, she goes to bed, she's cool with me staying up and partying, so I'm that guy who's like, all right, we're slamming jungle juice. All right, shots of Jaeger. All right, let's smoke a fucking another bowl, man. Who cares? Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm that beast.
I was that guy. That was my thing, too, which I guess I was trying to put it in the positive category, but I don't know.
I think that's a positive. We know how to party. As long as once you can get it under control, that's all that matters.
What do you guys, at what point in your life will you decide, oh, I'm a big guy, I better buy a pickup truck?
I don't think ever, to be honest. Oh,
okay, maybe
because that's a Texas thing.
Because I'm like 2 years away. I'm just gonna buy a truck.
Yeah, I want a Jeep with no roof and no doors. Okay, that's so bad. But I want to have a son or a daughter too. So I don't think that like a car with no roof is the best. To have a kid in the back, son like beating down on their heads. Daddy, I'm hot. Shut up. Don't worry. We're gonna hit the highway soon, and we'll have high hot winds to deal with. All right. So let's. Are we currently doing or plan on doing anything about fixing this a little bit? Do we need to do a little support group?
Well, that's why I was going to go after skinny people, because I'm like, I feel like people will hear this and be like, oh, like you do it yourself. And it's like, yes, we do. There is a
that's
side
undeniable.
Of
it. We do it to ourselves.
It's undeniable, but then also it is like a struggle. I remember I brought all the sadness, I feel like, but another sad moment. My mom sat me down. This was not even that long ago, and she was like, you know, like you're never gonna be like a thin guy ever.
Oh,
like,
I've had that talk, yeah.
and she's right. I when I was doing crew and I was like in the best shape of my life, I feel like. I wasn't a thing. I was a giant.
You're still the fattest guy on the crew.
Yeah, team. I was still the fattest guy. I was still just like giant. I was a giant man. I like there were like I can't be like a I can't be a thin man.
If we can wear 38 pants, then that's.
I can't wait to get down to 38. I'm at 42s right now, brother, and I hate it. I used to be a 38 and hated myself. That's the other thing too.
Well, yeah, no, like I'm 38 like a coward.
Yeah, 3 years ago I moved to L.A. And I just kind of put on the last 30 pounds, the grossest. It's 35 pounds right now. I moved here at 275, which I was fine with. I mean, I was not fine with, but I was 275 for a while, and I would get down to 265 or go up to 280, and now I'm over 300. I'm 310, which is just like that last 35 pounds. I guess was the only thing that was keeping it off was having to walk everywhere in Brooklyn and New York. And then I took that out and then added medicinal marijuana and the stress of living in a new city without a career and the lack of walking.
You can really stay in your house in L.A.
You can go a whole day.
Because
I started this podcast just to make sure I talk to someone often.
Because here's the fucking dangerous thing. Fucking Postmates.
Postmates is an awful... Awful.
I got Postmates last night for real. I got a Chipotle fucking chicken burrito.
That's so much better than you can do with Postmates. Like, oh, yeah. That is like, that's the way to, that's using Postmates for good.
If you use Postmates for fast food,
you've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I have not done.
Chipotle's, I have done it a bunch of times. Oh, because I can't, because
I feel judgmental. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's because I'm doing it because I can't drive. Because I'm I'm wasted.
I don't know if that's good.
Stoned as fuck. I'm too high to drive. Is why I order Postmates fast food. Because you're right. Ordering someone else to go through the drive, paying like $9 to send someone else through a drive through is insane.
Like me and the wife, we'll do Tender Greens, and I feel like, okay, that's what Postmates is for.
Oh, Postmates, God. Tender Greens, I do that all. That's me getting on board that, like getting healthy again.
Yeah.
You're spending $50 for a meal by yourself.
Oh, yeah. But the convenience of not having to, like, if you left me to my own devices to make lunch, I would go way worse. You know, that's the thing. It's like forcing yourself. So let's get back. So are we actively, we're trying to change. I listen to Doughboys, which is Mike's podcast.
Yeah.
And
Spoon Nation.
I'm a Burger Brigade guy, but shout out to Nick Weiger.
Said his name enough.
I know. I said it just as much. I met Nick face to face at that episode of Doughboys. Like, I don't even really know him.
I feel like this podcast is about Weiger, my wife, and all of your friends who you've just been shouting out.
Yeah.
Like nonstop.
That's pretty much
it. Shout out to my buddy Marty Scoos.
I just name drop people who no one gives a shit about. Sanford, I hope you're out there, brother.
Jeff Duhay.
So are we doing anything to change ourselves?
Why don't we do this? How about 3 months will come back.
Ooh, I love that. My fans, I'm sorry I called you guys that. My shitheads, the listeners, they love that shit because Eugene has been on three times. They love to hear about like inspirational stories. So maybe we should come back in 3 months. Or maybe we should at least email each other every once in a while. I mean,
maybe we have to, because here's the thing. If we come back in 3 months and like just one of us didn't lose 30 pounds, that person is going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's going to be the most depressing thing
for that
one.
It needs to be a little competitive for me.
I think so. No, I'm down for, I'll put money.
Oh fuck.
Shit.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't weighed myself in forever. I don't want to weigh myself because I don't want to see that I weigh over 300 pounds. Which
Yeah. That's the other thing. Quick aside. Once you break 250, you're comfortable with being 250.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I've never been 250. Once you break it, that's fine. I've now broken. At least I was not 300 is what I used to say. And then I didn't weigh myself for like 4 months, got on the scale, and I was like 311. And I was like, down.
I lost 35 pounds before my wedding in like 5 months. Like, and I was feeling good about that. Like, I was like, that's a good place to be. I felt good about the wedding.
And here's the thing to add to that. Was it that crazy of a change in your
no,
life?
No, it wasn't.
That's the part that always busts my
balls.
But
what I get, what fucks me up is like, oh, I got comfortable with my girlfriend. Fuck, I'm just going to let it, like, because it is like a, you do have to think about it. But like, but it wasn't crazy. It was just like, don't get double wrap burritos at Chipotle.
Right. There's just so many little things. It, when I'm doing well, I'm like, this isn't that much harder than doing garbagey. Like, it's all about breaking the cycle. If you just do okay for 21 days in a row, you can do it for another 3 months.
It's just not fast food.
Right.
Which is...
I hate to cook. I don't like to cook my own stuff. So that's
hard.
That's an issue for me, but I can still make the right choices if I'm not
right. What you have to do, and this was when I didn't like to cook for myself, was... just eat the same healthy breakfast every single day for 2 months. Whatever it is, it's the easiest thing. Even if it's just like Kashi cereal and milk, which is, you know, still delicious, or yogurt and berries, eat the same healthy breakfast every day. And that's 33% of your meals for the day is at least healthy.
No, he's right.
And it's something you do at your house.
I've been doing eggs. I've been just doing like three eggs.
And that's no carbs. I do eggs and chicken sausage. That's when I know my... And also eggs and chicken sausage, easy to cook, or eggs and turkey sausage, or eggs and turkey bacon, or something like that.
Did we just start a support group?
Yeah, I think we did. They're super easy to cook.
I don't even think this has been recorded.
And they keep you full. Yeah, by the way, this is not... All of a sudden, our wives and Weiger walk in.
We get ourselves an intervention.
Over the course of this, we've all been texting family members.
No, but like, you got the podcast too. That's got to like... That's like...
I got to do one bad meal a week for sure, always. Yeah.
But then that's...
That's fine.
Look to that, you know?
Yeah.
That you'll get at least one fun meal a week.
You can't go to Planet Hollywood and get the Caesar salad?
Not for the episode. I don't want to hear a review of a Caesar salad.
That
I
was
hear
my thing with Weiger. He's like, well, you can do this. I was like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I'll kill you.
But for real, and especially with eggs and like a meat with breakfast, you have no carbs in the morning, and it actually is kind of filling. You know, like you feel like you ate a good meal. I do eat eggs every morning now. I was yogurt with berries in it for a long time, and now I'm eggs with meat every morning. And it just and something you can teach yourself to make super easy and super fast.
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, you're guaranteed one healthy meal before you even have to leave the house every day.
See, yeah. I don't know about you. I get obsessed about work. So like yesterday I had my show and I had a couple meetings and it was just like, and then I had to do work afterwards. So it was like, I forgot to eat food yesterday. Like, and then it was like midnight and I was like, normally I'd go like, I'll just go get fast food. And then now I'm like, just go to sleep, idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's so it's like the shitty schedule that I don't let myself, cause if it like, oh, if I stop working, I'll die and everything falls apart.
Right. Yeah.
And then, oh, I'll skip a meal. And then like on the way to a meeting or audition.
Right. Yeah. That's always the thing too, is like, it's, I have to like tell myself like, you're not as hungry as you think you are right now. A lot of people have gone 6 hours without
eating. Or take a half an hour and you're not working anyway. You're just like, you know, checking Jason Kidd's Twitter
for some reason. Super specific.
Yeah.
Maybe you.
I'd say 100%.
Just make a salad.
Yeah.
I would say, and this is a big one, but drinking is... if I'm going to drink, I got to do tequila and soda water. And
tequila and soda, vodka soda, or, you know, just Just knocking beer out. Are you guys like red wine at all? Red wine is something you can drink red a lot wine of. Is
I have cut drinking down to where it's like, I have like 3 beers a week.
At yeah.
Like beers.
I drink less than 6 beers a week now. Definitely closer to zero. Yeah. But I still drink red wine, whiskey, and if it's like a party with an open bar, I drink a lot of vodka soda.
Beers yeah. kill me now. Like I was, even when I was in 20 or whatever, like, drinking like 20 beers, I would be like, you'd feel like death, obviously. Right, yeah. And now I just can't do it. I actually enjoy tequila and soda water, so that's yeah, not, it's that's not like, too hard.
Exactly, yeah. Just squeeze a couple of limes in there. All right, let's wrap this fucker up.
I can't wait for the hate mail on this.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear vulnerable. What people say.
Oh, they'll hate us.
Yeah, so let's
it's
do
just
some,
Weiger.
Yeah, let's do some plugs. And Mitch, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at bdayboysmitch. I should change that.
At bdayboysmitch. Don't. It's no point now.
Yeah, there's no point. That's it forever.
And people should listen to your podcast. If you're a fan of my podcast, their podcast is actually good and has a certain. Serves a purpose. You should listen to Doughboys, which I'm a
has nothing to do with Mike though.
Right? Yeah, Mike and Nick, who you've heard his name several times on this podcast for some reason.
It's very similar to what we just did.
Yeah, I feel it's like a lot like that, but with some actual reviews of food.
So wait, Nick's bullying doesn't help you lose weight?
Not at all.
They just shame eat more right after. I was a guest on the show. It's a real fun show. Check out Doughboys.
We're gonna have Nick on there. We've already talked about it. We're gonna have you come back.
Are we gonna go to the ESPN zone?
I would love.
Let's
to
get
do
Gabrus.
That.
We'll just bring
and
yeah, we can get everyone can come yeah. in. The studio
and is
will collapse.
Birthday Boys now on Birthday Boys season on
Birthday
DVD.
Birthday Boys one and seasons one and two are on Netflix.
I haven't watched season two. I love season one. Birthday Boys is such a funny
season
sketch
two
show.
Is better.
Season two is great.
I will definitely watch it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Nick Mundy, who I have a hard time saying Mundy because I always want to say Fundy because yeah. your Twitter handle is
at Dick Fundy like a grown up.
Yeah, you're like, should I change B-Day Boys, I'm Mitch? He's Dick Fundy.
I'm better than Quick Cumdy, so.
I'm Dick Fundy. Come to Quick Cumdy. Catch out for the Thundy.
So you're all right, Mitch.
Yeah.
So
you're right. And I watched your pre-paywall episode of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, if you like movies and Screen Junkies and you want to pay some money, check out Monday Night Raw and Mondays and...
And what else can people catch you? Wait, what's the name of the Observe and Report?
Nothing to report on Comedy Central.
Nothing to report on Comedy Central Digital. It's a very funny series with Nick and Chris Jericho.
And a couple of projects that I'm working really hard on. They'll never hit the light of day. But
oh, yeah, that goes without saying. But I just want you to know that I'm working. I'm trying.
I'm doing shit.
I swear to God. As always, I'm the number one fuckboy at John Gabrus. Don't forget to rate.
What are you changing your Twitter name?
What?
What are you changing your Twitter
name? I changed my Twitter bio, and I have Siri calls me the number one fuckboy now. But that's about it. Rate, review, subscribe to my podcast. Give me 5 stars and then roast me in the comments and I'll read them on air. And you know what? Do me a favor this week, guys. Everyone just tell one friend to listen to this fucking podcast. I don't care what episode. Just tell your friend because all the episodes are different. Tell your friend, whoever you think, he or she might like this Predator episode. He or she might like this Taco Bell episode. Get them to fucking listen to one, please. I can't fucking tweet enough about this goddamn show. They got desperate at the end there.
Hey, you're just fat for friends to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Let us know which one of us is the most delusional about themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And guys, I would love to have you back on and do another check-in
we'll
in a couple of months.
Check-in in 3 months.
Let's do a 3-month check-in in 1 month. I need episodes, guys. I need content. All right. Peace out, shitheads. Thanks, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.